This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up!
Wake up!
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
You ever feel like your brain is at full capacity and you wish you could forget some junk that's taken up space?
Yeah.
You
could let go.
I've had these conversations with good friends. Do you remember the phone number from your childhood? Do you remember?
585-2556. And all my friends' phone numbers, too. And you know what? I don't need any of those numbers.
Right.
And I can't remember. Like, then they send, Google sends me a code I got to put in for the other. I'm like, what was it again? Let me look. Let me go back. I can't remember six freaking numbers.
Yeah. Old phone numbers from your childhood. These are things, the most useless things that people have memorized over their lifetimes and still have them. And that includes old phone. Now, one of the things I've been talking to my kids about as they've been, you know, it's my job to raise them up.
Yeah.
I've been saying to them, you know, you have a lot of free time and your brain is never going to be this spongy. It's a great time to learn everything or anything that you want. You want to learn music? Now's the time. You've got time and your brain isn't filled with this junk we're talking about.
Right.
Exactly right here. So they're like, yeah, okay, Dad, whatever. Pass that. Okay, fine. I'm talking to myself. But it's true. Your kid brain.
I know.
It memorized those numbers and has never let them go.
They're just embedded. It's like, even your multiplication tables to some degree or your the state capital. Things that you could just easily freaking Google.
We didn't know.
We didn't.
Now we do, though.
Now we do. And I wonder if the kids memorize less stuff. Like, is memory a muscle in and of itself? Like, you must have made your kids memorize your phone numbers.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have thought about that. I don't know anybody's. I do know John's phone number. But I don't know either of my kids' phone numbers. I know Riley has like a 7 in his. I've seen it. Maybe like a 7 and a 1.
Well, I've got part of the number now. Riley, I'm calling you later.
Yeah.
After I, you know,
after
figure
I
out
get
the other
bunch more digits out of Sarah.
I'm going to guess it's a 415, so I got that.
And I actually think there's a 4 in it too. Yeah.
Boom!
But I'm not sure if those are in the exchange or in the main number. I'm not sure.
The most useless things people have memorized over their lifetimes. Old phone numbers from your childhood that don't exist anymore. Old friends' birthdays, like from high school. One person said it's really annoying. I look at a calendar and I'm like, oh, today is so-and-so's birthday. Haven't spoken or seen them in years, but there's their birthday in your head.
I don't have that.
Old locker combinations.
Oh, well, that's interesting.
Your old classroom seating chart. That's weird. I remember I was kept very close to the teachers. Mm. Always.
That's surprising.
Real close.
Why would they ever want to keep an eye on you?
Mm. And I also remember, you know, you guys know my friend Jason Sisko. They would also say, you know, you over there, you over there.
Right.
Never again next to each other.
Opposite
ever.
Ends of the classroom.
All right.
And you to the vice principal's office.
One person said, I remember my third grade teacher's favorite color. I remember my third grade teacher's name. That's another thing that you sort of have locked in.
Yeah, I think it was Mrs. Aberley.
You probably do, or maybe you've confused the grade, but nonetheless.
Yeah, it is hard to say. I know my first grade teacher was Miss Palm. I loved her so much. She was so pretty.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm. And then in fourth grade, I loved Mr. Shea. He was so good looking. I think I was, what was I in fourth grade? 10?
Yeah, exactly. You were 10.
Oh, right. That's what I was.
Oh, no, wait. Yeah, no, that's it.
So she's going into fifth grade.
She's going into fifth.
Yeah, and she's on the same track as me because she's a November baby. She'll always be the youngest in her class. I think. I was always the youngest. Like the cutoff, I think, was like December 1st.
Watching my kids love their teachers is actually pretty great. Like, Edie loves Miss Christie so much that it's almost like...
Teachers.
Dial it back a little bit, kid. But there's love there. You can see it and you go, oh my God, that's really cool that that person cares for my kid and I don't have to worry what's happening to my kid all day.
Yeah.
Because that person gives a crap. It's nice.
It is nice. Teacher-child relationships. Those are very meaningful relationships. We talk about our teachers all the time.
The most useless things people have memorized. I'm running out of time and I've gotten through it.
Keep going.
The first Wi-Fi password you had.
I don't remember that.
Not me. This is listed here and I don't believe it. The alphabet backwards.
Oh.
No one knows that.
I don't have, well, you practice it for a while.
You do?
In case you get pulled over for drunk driving.
Well, that's what I'm saying. The only time I've ever heard anyone ask me for that, and I looked at the guy and was all, I can't do that ever. It doesn't matter what.
X W U.
You can't do it.
P O N M L K J H I H G F E D.
Are you really doing this right now?
B-A. I think I just did it, but I don't have it memorized. I'd like to be able to say it fast like that. I think I screwed it up though.
Well, I couldn't even call you on it because I wasn't even
nobody
trying.
Nobody can because nobody has that memorized. Everyone's like, Sarah just did it, and she didn't.
If you've worked at a grocery store, produce codes.
Okay.
How to play chopsticks on the piano.
Everybody knows that.
I don't know that.
Sure you do.
The theme song from Gilligan's Island.
Just sit right back and you'll hear a tale of a football trip that started this tropical.
Anyway, we all have that stuff stored in our...
I know, it is true. If only you could go through the files and be like, I don't need that. I never need to sing the Gilligan's Island theme again. Or the Brady Bunch or any of those shows.
Oh, oh yeah. My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.